The system that shouldn't work well. Phase and time completely ignored. Last time I wrote about phase and time issues of loudspeakers, a result of my initial problem with multi-way speakers that kept me using widebanders for a while during the 1980s and led to enjoy quad electrostatics. Well, this is over for some decades now. I heard Van der Steen's and others with good time response and found my own crossover alignments to implement perfect step response into my designs. Now I'm going to destroy all this efforts with a subjective report semicolon. Recently I visited a friend to listen to a common effort, his new hi-fi system built into the new listening room. The room was done with minimal acoustical treatment, but well considered compromise of drywall stiffness and damping properties. This is a completely subjective description of a loudspeaker system that I would never build for myself, or so I thought, but indeed enjoyed listening to quite a lot. What's wrong with it? Well, look at that mid-range horn. Wee London horn, several meters of delayed output compared to low and high frequencies. See the tweeter in comparison. Bronze part in black MF horn mouth. Wee and JBL, and now imagine an analog crossover that delays the tweeter according to the mid-range path. Impossible. Why might that even work at all? There is an old public address stacking strategy with systems running in parallel. If placed beneath each other, they would produce strong off-axis comb filters with wide bandwidth coloration. But stacked far from each other, comb filtering gets very dense and narrow, less offensive. Here the tweeter is of course only running parallel to the mid-range within the crossover frequency range. Due to the large delay, the comb filter is narrow and dense as described above. More about comb filters in the interference blog. Constrained between 3 and 4 kHz. Above, pure high frequencies, HF. Below, pure mid frequencies, MF. Still, the MF is compromised. The horn is constructed from welded steel sheets. In this case, damped by magnetic sheets on in and outside. Nevertheless, this thing rings quite obviously. The bass horn is designed for optimum mid-range linearity, diresistivity control and low internal LF loss, minimizing floor reflection influence. That reflected energy is in phase with direct sound up to 1.3 kHz. So no more comb filtering by this unavoidable reflection, and less uncontrolled reflected low mid-range energy bouncing back from other room surfaces. This usually helps to provide an I can walk into the recorded room or life acoustics feeling. Low frequency, LF. Is time aligned to MF via a digital speaker control system, used for LF only. For delay, some slight EQ, and crossover filtering. Besides the additional no for me, LF DSP controller, everything is clean. Tubes directly after the DAC chip, and tubes for all other signals as well. Knowing the designer, well working circuitry may be assumed. 1 meter sensitivity above 110 dB, HF and MF. And 100 dB, LF, provides effortless dynamics with semi-active set amplification, listening, and this was the first and lasting impression. Everywhere in the room a huge sound emerges, detailed, natural and impressively dynamic. The low mid-range definition is perfect. Most audiophiles note the difference between live and recorded music. Usually, we assume this to be necessary to compress recordings into dynamically limited recording formats. And to prevent clipping at reproduction levels. Listening to this thing, it is all there. Lifelike dynamics on many ordinary recordings. Yes, there is some residual MF coloration due to the ringing steel horn. We adjusted the damping panels a bit to comply with classical strings. And the depth of phantom images is hard if at all possible to judge. But left-right imaging as well as phase effects are spectacular. Same to recorded room atmosphere. Images are a bit deeper within the soundstage, due to both low HF level and time delay issues, without any lack of HF detail. But overall, that system provides the most involving reproduction of popular and jazz music I have yet experienced. My explanation, well done tube amplification of analog and digital signals combined with low loss, high sensitivity loudspeakers, plus good diresistivity and room acoustics. The walls do the LF work. Only minimal MF-HF obfusion behind the listening position. See the picture below. Listening position treatment and maybe the slightly blurred presence and depth of image helps to overcome audiophile misbehaving. No beans counting. Just music. Measurements. Another interesting aspect. Bass is very clean and impressive. Despite the low level measured at the listening position, listening position SPL versus frequency SM6, one stroke 6 October smoothing, single shots, no geometric averaging, good left and right correlation, without cancellation of L and R, red, crossover range, 200 Hz peak, could easily be corrected via DSP, but is tuned by ear for neutral sound, with good results. Such a lower mid-range peak would sound muddy with speakers of less duristivity and clarity. Here, it just provides a very immersive picture of the recorded event, with a slightly warm, huge sound. Listening position waterfall fast decay. Besides a single active room mode, neither piles of bass traps nor dead acoustics, though, just solid engineering. Facet: of course I am still very happy with my regular designs, and prefer them with some music. But there is something to learn about the value of optimizing only some aspects of an audio system. Effortless dynamics with good duristivity and LF reproduction, both loudspeaker and room acoustics, help a lot to overcome other deficiencies, especially with popular music. Similar to widebanders directly coupled to good amplifiers, but much more involving, with less distortion and beaming issues. What might happen if such a system is transformed into lower coloration and perfect step response capability, with a purely analog signal path? Well, let's wait, work and see.